कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare संकीर्तन की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकचार्य अष्टोत्तर षड् श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकचार्य अष्टोत्तर षड् श्रीमद् His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Prem se kahiye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath, Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Girigovardhan ki, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की गुरु और गौरा Reading the Bhagavatam verse today. Yathornanabhirhrudayad Purnam udvamate mukhat Akashat ghoshavan prano Manasas parsharupina यथोर्ननाभिर हृदयाद् पूर्णाम् उद्वमते मुखात् आकाशात् घोषवान् प्राणो मनसा स्पर्शरूपिणा यथोर्ननाभिर हृदयाद् पूर्णामुद्वमते मुखात् आकाशात् घोषवान् प्राणो मनसा स्पर्शरूपिणा यतोर्ननाभिर्हृदयात् पूर्णामुद्वमते मुखात् आकाशात् घोषवान् प्राणो मनसा स्पर्शरूपिणा यतोर्ननाभिर्हृदयात् पूर्णमूर्धमते मुखात् आकाशात् घोषवान् प्राणो मनसा स्पर्शरूपिणा यतोर्ननाभिर्हृदयात् पूर्णामुद्वमते मुखात् आकाशाद् घोषवान् प्राणो मनसा स्पर्शरूपिणा। माता जी okay, there is more, two verses more in the same, from verse number 38 to 40. So I'll read the other verses and then translation and purport. Chandomaya amrutamaya sahasrapadavim prabhum omkarat vyanjitasparsha swarshoshmantastabhushitam vichitrabhasha vitatam chandobhischaturuttare anantaparam brahatim srajati akshipate svayam. Word for word meanings. Yatha, just as urnanabhi, a spider, hridayat, from its heart, urnam, its web, udvamate, emits, mukhat, through its mouth, akashat, from the ether, goshavan, manifesting sound vibration, prana, the Lord in the form of the original life air, manasa, by the means of primeval mind, sparshrupina, which exhibits the forms of different phonemes of the alphabet, beginning with sparsha letters. Chandamaya, comprising all the sacred Vedic meters. Amrutamaya, full of transcendental pleasure. Sahasrapadavim, which branches out in thousands of directions. Prabhu, the supreme Prabhu, the supreme personality of Godhead. Omkarat, from the subtle vibration Omkar. Vyanjita, expanded. Sparsha, with the consonant stops. Swara, vowels. Ushma, sibilants. Antastha, and semi-vowels. Bhushitam, decorated. Vichitra, variegated. Bhasha, by verbal expressions. Vitatam, elaborated. Chandobhi, along with the metrical arrangements. Chatu uttare, each having four syllables more than the previous. Anantaparam, limitless. Brihatim, the great expanse of Vedic literature. Srijati, he creates. Akshipate, and withdraws. Swayam, himself. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Just as a spider brings forth from its heart its web and emits it through its mouth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself as a reverberating primeval vital air, comprising of all sacred Vedic meters and full of transcendental pleasure. Thus the Lord, from the ethereal sky of his heart, creates the great and limitless Vedic sound by the agency of his mind, which conceives of variegated sounds such as the sparshas. The Vedic sound branches out in thousands of directions, adorned with different letters expanded from the syllable Om, the consonants vowels, sibilants and semi-vowels. The Veda is then elaborated by many verbal varieties expressed in different meters, each having four more syllables than the previous one. Ultimately, the Lord again withdraws His manifestation of Vedic sound within Himself. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami has given an elaborate technical explanation of these three verses, the understanding of which requires extensive linguistic knowledge of Sanskrit language. The essential point in that transcendental knowledge is expressed. The essential point is that transcendental knowledge is expressed through Vedic sound vibration, which is itself a manifestation of absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. Vedic sounds emanates from the Supreme Lord and is vibrated to glorify and understand Him. The conclusion of all Vedic sound vibration is found in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord states, Vedaischa sarve rahameva vedya. All Vedic knowledge is simply meant to teach us to know and love God. One who always thinks of Lord Krishna, who becomes the Lord's devotee, and who bows down to and worships the Lord with faith and devotion, chanting His holy name, has certainly achieved a perfect understanding of all that is indicated by the word Ved, knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So for my purification and for pleasure of all devotees, I'll So in this verse, in the purport, the concluding point is this, that one who always thinks of Lord Krishna, who becomes the Lord's devotee and who bows down to worships the Lord with faith and devotion, chanting His holy names, has certainly achieved a perfect understanding of all that is indicated by the word Veda. We can see that the Sanskrit verse, like this particular verse, gives elaborate description of the entire gamut, a brief explanation of the entire Vedic literature, how the Lord has manifested Himself as the Vedic sound vibration. And there are so many complexities in this Vedic text. It is to address the entire different types of varieties of human beings. Some people are so that all categories of people can be attracted ultimately to the Supreme Lord. So the Lord is catering to all these different varieties of living entities, of different mindsets, different types of human beings. So for that matter, even in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna why he should fight, so he has actually put Arjuna as a pure devotee, but actually he is trying to explain or entice the living entities to surrender unto him. So he is giving different reasons of Arjuna, beginning with mundane material reasons, like how if he fight and win the war, he will enjoy kingdom in this world, and if he loses the war and loses his life, then he will enjoy the heavenly planets. So beginning from that platform of enjoyment, material enjoyment, from there onwards to highest pure devotional service, that is give up all kinds of duties and occupations that I have enumerated in the entire Vedic text, and just understand that, do it as a devotional service to me. Giving up, in the sense, you can see that Arjuna has not given up everything. He was in fact performing all the duties, but the mood has changed. So the whole matter is about a change in attitude of the living entity. Whatever he is doing, why he is doing, and for whom he is doing. So it begins with everyone in this world wants to be the Lord and the master of everything that he surveys. He wants to be the controller, enjoyer, proprietor. But from there he wants to make Krishna the center, and like Krishna the master, and we are the servant of the servant. So in the Vedic text there are there is Karma Kanda section, Upasana Kanda section, Jnana Kanda section, Ashtanga Yoga, and finally the last rung is when even after meditation, first is the person who is into fruitive work, he is given enticements in Karma Kanda section of how if he performs this, then he'll get this. And then when he is hooked on there, then gradually when he performs this Karma Kanda rituals, he is also exposed to this Vedic sound vibration. So because of that, he ascends to if he ever absorbs in those sound vibration, then he understands that it's not just this enjoyment in this material world, but there is something higher. So then he goes to the Jnana Kanda section. He understands the import of those rituals that he is performing, and then from Jnana Kanda, then when he studies a lot of Vedic literatures and understands and try to use his mind and intelligence into it, then then he understands that the essence is to meditate on the four-handed super soul in the heart. The meditation in that is recommended in the Vedic texts is never on void. There is no mention of meditation on void in the heart. The meditation is always done on the 400 super soul, and the culmination is actually the yogi can envision the 400 form of the Lord in the heart. And when actually a person actually understands that here the Lord and the Lord is everywhere and the Lord is there in the spiritual abode, so then he understands that he has to serve him. So then the next rung is by mercy of some pure devotee, if he ever the Lord arranges according to the sincerity of the follower for, you know, so intervention by a pure devotee. So when the pure devotee intervenes, then he gets introduced to service to the Lord. That is devotional service. So and then that's how the that he enters into, you know, bhakti platform. So we can see in our own personal lives how we are actually introduced to the process of bhakti by the causeless mercy of the followers of Srila Prabhupada. We are you know, practicing the process of, you know, chanting his holy names and performing deity worship, coming to the temple, praying to the deities, you know, following the four regulative principles and all the instructions that is given by the acharyas. Only that we have to now follow the process sincerely. So as per the purport, Krishna has come to taught this process of all the living entities should be loving him. So again in Kali Yuga he has descended as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how to love Krishna, we have to learn from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So holding on to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, we get an understanding of how we can love Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, like the Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayo, the worshipable deity is directly Nandanandan Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Krishna. Like Vrindavanam Parityajya Padam Ekam Na Gacchati, that Krishna who never leaves Vrindavan. So apparently for the worldly eyes, Krishna after the age of 10-11, he moved to Mathura. In the sense, it was a very heavy scene for the whole of Vrajavasis to see Krishna living Vrindavan. It is being described that when Akrura came and he was taking Krishna and Balram back, so for the first time in, you know, history, you know, the gopis always had that affection for Krishna, but they never came out in public. They always Krishna and gopis, they met in the night, but this is the first time in broad daylight all the gopis understanding that Krishna is living Vrindavan, and they had a sense that he will not come back, he will not come back. And because of that the gopis came in public and they came and kind of started protesting that Krishna should not be leaving Vrindavan. And they started thinking, how are these male members, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they are not knowing. Yashoda Mai also was hiding Krishna. She didn't want Krishna to be sent. But this was a pastime in which Krishna is actually showing to the whole world that the glory of the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. That is why actually many yugas before, Nanda and Yashoda in the form of Drona and Dara, they had prayed that let them have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as their child, and let those pastimes be so, those sweet pastimes that we have with this child be the cause of pleasure and deliverance for entire world. Let these pastimes be the most famous pastimes. Like there is another one shloka in Bhagavatam. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokar navashoshanam drunam yaduttama shloka gunanu varnane. So this shloka says that, this is a very sweet shloka, that the Lord's pastime is so ramanti, it attracts the heart and it's very sweet and it is ever new. It's like we hear the pastimes and again and again and we don't feel bored of it. And the how we don't feel bored is like we have to read it in a way and we just have to absorb in that, and we'll see that every time we read it, it is new. And that is why it is said that the form of the Lord, the name of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the abode of the Lord, Vrindavan, is non-different. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshataneo Taddhama Vrindavanam. That is, Vrindavan Dham is non-different from Krishna. So, outside people who just knowing that Vrindavan is a holy place and they just go to Vrindavan as a sightseeing for a tourism point of view, if people just visit Vrindavan, that way we cannot connect to Vrindavan. We can connect to Vrindavan when we understand that this Vrindavan Dham is, non-different from Krishna. It's exactly same as Krishna. And worship of Krishna is inclusive of worship of Vrindavan Dham, worship of Govardhan Hill, worship of the residents, advanced residents of Vrindavan. So Raghunath Das Goswami is also saying, Gurau Ghoshthe Ghoshtha Laishu Sujane Bhu Suragane. He is delineating what are the if worship of Krishna is not just worship of Krishna alone, but worship of Radha and Krishna along with Vrindavan Dham, that is Ghoshthe, Ghoshthalayishu, means those residents of Vrindavan who are in the mood of Vrindavan, that is mood of Radha Krishna worship, direct worship of Nandanandan Krishna. And Sujane Bhusura Gane. So Bhusura Gana is Bhusura. Bhusura means the earthly demigods, that is the Brahmanas. So even they have to be respected. And Sujane, they are like Madhyam Adhikari devotees who are residing in Vrindavan. So all these people have to be worshipped. How to worship is Sada Dambam Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Matitaram. Only if we remove the pride in our heart that we are something, so and so person, we can offer loving service to Radha Krishna. So, Sada Dambam Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Matitaram. And then Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that we, please hold on, I am holding on to this person who is residing in my heart. Actually, right now in my heart is my mind. I am just hearing my mind's words and mind is chattering so many things, do this, do that, anything other than devotional service to the Lord. The mind has many demands. So I am requesting the mind to please focus on worship of Krishna in this way. Guru Goshte. Guru means again two types of spiritual master. One is the spiritual master who gives Diksha initiation, and the other spiritual master is the Shiksha, where that is a Shiksha teachings of the Lord. So we can have many Shiksha Gurus, but we have one Diksha Guru from whom we accept initiation. So this way, in the previous slok that I said, Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam. So in that, in the third line, it is said that every living entity in this world has cried tears that fills up oceans. So we may not have cried much in this life or so, but it is said that every living entity, we have gone through 84 lakh species of life and so many troubles we have gone through. So all these tears of, you know, pains that we have experienced, we in this material world, our body, we can analyze how, you know, like this body is more competent to give pain to us than pleasure. So through the body and through the senses, we can experience lot of pains and little and less of pleasure. So but still, you know, most of the time we are focused on what is in it for me, you know, that type of attitude. What will I get from doing this? What will I get? I means I am identifying with my body and things related to my body. So if we just analyze that, you know, this like we get more of pain by putting I in the center. So therefore, if you just put Tadeva Ramyam, that is Krishna in the center, the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, then, you know, it will be it is like a mental switch. If we switch, if we put the switch, then and we at every point of time we, you know, kind of think that how will Krishna want me to behave at this point of time, at this situation, you know. So at that time we'll immediately be aligned to, you know, Vrindavan vibrations. So we can just take share a few pastimes which we all know, but it will kind of give us an relate the pastimes of Mahaprabhu's associates. Of Srivas Thakur's pastimes, in which Srivas Thakur, this is before the birth of Lord Chaitanya, you know, he was always all the devotees were absorbed in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and in that Navadvip area, Devanand Pandit, he was one of the, you know, great reciters and speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srivas Thakur, he, because he is attracted to Bhagavatam, he went and sat in that, you know, that place where Devanand Pandit was speaking. And then when Devanand Pandit was speaking, he was speaking very analytically and scholarly, but because it is Bhagavatam, that Srivas Thakur was hearing it and he was, you know, feeling the ecstasies of, you know, hearing Bhagavatam. So pure devotees are like that. If they just hear Bhagavatam shlokas and all, they get all that ecstasies. And he started showing symptoms of, you know, the Ashtavikar, started shivering and crying and wailing, and then he fell unconscious. So looking at all this thing, the other disciples of Srivas Thakur, they felt it's a disturbance, and when he fell unconscious, they just took him and put him aside, you know, on the street. And then he was unconscious there for some time, and then afterwards he got up. And when he got up, in his heart of heart, he felt, you know, very hurt that he was, you know, like put on the street, and kind of he felt like, why did Devanand Pandit do this to me? Because Devanand Pandit was seeing all these things, but he didn't, you know, kind of stop them. And years later, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he came and he also chastised Devanand Pandit in public for, you know, what he has done. He said that by just scholarly understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, you will not understand Bhagavatam. Only if you serve person Bhagavatam will you understand Bhagavatam. And then he chastised and he went, and it remained, it stuck in the heart of Devanand Pandit that, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not recognize me like that, you know, and he has told me like this. And he was feeling repentant in his heart, but he did not actively at that time do anything with the devotees. So later on in Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya was, you know, for the first time to the devotees, he was, you know, exhibiting his, that he is the Supreme Lord, he is Krishna come again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, in that Mahaprakash Leela, he, you know, kind of reminded Srivas Thakur of this pastime, and he told that, do you remember Srivas, that incident? Then he narrated the entire incident. And then he told, then later on you went to your house, to your home, and opened the Bhagavatam, started reading Bhagavatam. And then while you were reading Bhagavatam, you felt, you know, solace in your heart and very peaceful, and you could experience the sweetness of Bhagavatam again. Do you remember that sweetness that you experienced while reading Bhagavatam? So then he said, that sweetness, I personally descended as that sweetness that you experienced in your heart. So that's this one pastime kind of also inspires us of how, you know, like if we, this, the devotees, this Chaitanya Charitamrita is so just 500 years old. So it is like these pastimes, if we hear, we understand that right now, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got these books, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if we just follow the process properly, that is, you know, just be focused in the present when we do whatever. Even the Lord doesn't demand that you should do, you know, all this. I mean, we try our best sincerely to follow the rules and regulations, but sometimes we may not be able to, but still we again, you know, get up and continue the following the process. If we just sincerely be focused in following the process of, you know, like worshipping the Vrindavan Krishna in our heart of heart, you know, always trying to remember Krishna, always trying to remember Vrindavan, and chant the holy names with full attention loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. If we do this process, it is a simple process, and eventually we will definitely experience, we'll get those experiences of, you know, just like, you know, when you read Prabhupada's books, you will just suddenly get the spiritual window kind of opens up for, you know, few seconds, and you'll get a glimpse, and that glimpse will keep you going for the next, you know, next, for till the time you get the next glimpse. So as long as, you know, as long as we continue to stick to the process, we will keep getting these types of glimpses in between, and the frequency will increase. It depends on the Lord. So for that we have to cultivate this mood that is shown by Srivas Thakur. There is another one pastime of Srivas Thakur in which, and also to continue, Devanand Pandit later on, he, that repentance was there in his heart. So later on he got a chance to serve Vakreshwar Pandit, and he was repentant in his heart, and he also saw this Vakreshwar Pandit coming and dancing for 72 hours in Kirtan. So he did the service of, you know, like there was throngs of crowd around, so Vakreshwar Pandit, he arranged for him to dance properly in that arena. So he was, ensuring that he get a big circle to dance. So he was guarding that circle, and after that, even while dancing, when Vakreshwar Pandit is going to fall off in some place, he would try to come and hold. And later on, after the kirtan, he would massage Vakreshwar Pandit and serve him menially in that way. So because he did menial service to Vakreshwar Pandit, later on Lord Chaitanya showed his mercy to Devanand Pandit, and his heart became soft like butter. And then later on he composed a Vaishnava song which we have heard. Vrindavana vasi jata Vaishnaveragan, Vrindavana vasi jata Vaishnaveragan, Prathama vandana kari sabara charan. He wrote this type of, and then he said Navadvipa vasi yata Vaishnava, like that, you know, like that. Many stanzas are there. There are about 300 stanzas. So all this he wrote in similar this thing, and some of the prominent stanzas we have in our Vaishnava song book by Simmaru Prabhu. So you know, like even we can take lesson from Devananda Pandit that we have made hundreds and thousands of mistakes, but if we right now again follow the process of, you know, doing Vaishnava Seva properly, consciously, and being situated in Vrindavan. So if we keep ourselves in Vrindavan, it's not possible because our mind is conditioned as ourselves as the center. But if time and again we always pull and try to, you know, invite Vrindavan in our hearts, then Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam na gacchati. Then Lord Krishna Govinda never leaves that place. So, you know, like another one pastime of Srivas Thakur was when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his kirtan in Srivas Angam, and one such occasion what happened is one of the Srivas Thakur's son, he left his body. And at that time what happened is His wife, she started lamenting and crying, and hearing all this, Srivas Thakur went inside and then he scolded his wife, telling that if you all make any noise over here, then I will, you know, quit this place or I'll commit suicide, something like that he said. And he kind of said, he admonished them, telling that don't disturb Lord Chaitanya's pastime that is going on here, and whenever Lord Chaitanya is present here, in his presence your boy has died, our boy has died, so it is all auspicious, there is nothing inauspicious. So, and then he continued and went back and started dancing. And then after a long time, after a few hours, you know, Lord Chaitanya started telling that I am not feeling the ecstasy, there is something, you know, wrong has happened here. And then some other devotee told that Srivas Thakur's son has died. And then Lord Chaitanya came to that arena, and then by Lord's mystic arrangement, he also, you know, that pastime is there, he, you know, again brought in life in the son's body. And then he asked the boy that, no, why did you leave the, suddenly die? So then he said, he gave philosophical, you know, class about, you know, who, according to your order, you know, the living entity, you know, has a certain amount of time in this body, and after that time is over, then, you know, I have to leave. So it's all according to your order. And then hearing the son speak like this, everyone got, you know, like solaced and had a sense of detachment in their hearts. And simultaneously, after the whole thing was there, again the boy, he, you know, left his body, and his soul went back to the next destination, wherever Lord Chaitanya wanted him to go. And then Lord Chaitanya was just deeply thinking in his heart, because he knew that in future he will be taking sannyas, and he was thinking that how can I leave the association of such loving devotees. So Lord Chaitanya was thinking like this. So yes, if Lord actually never left the heart of these devotees. It said that when Lord Krishna 5000 years ago, when he left Vrindavan for Mathura, for the external vision, for 100 years he never went back to Vrindavan. But Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. Vasudev Krishna did go to Mathura, but Shyam Sundar Krishna remained in Vrindavan, because there is another pastime, and we can understand through Lord Chaitanya's pastime how Shyam Sundar Krishna remained in Vrindavan. This is one pastime of Shachi Mata offering sweetmeats to the Lord. So Lord is already in Puri and he is in his sannyas leela. Lord is not in Navadvip, but she is offering sweetmeats to Lord Chaitanya. And then when she is cooking and offering those sweetmeats, and she is inviting Lord Chaitanya to come, so Lord Chaitanya actually came and he ate all the sweetmeats. And looking at Lord Chaitanya, all kinds of transformation is happening in the body of Mother Shachi. She is feeling ecstasy. She is in the peak of love for her own son, Vishwambar. And then, then what happened is like, then she suddenly sees that the plate is empty. And then she feels that maybe all this I am just dreaming. It has not happened. So she again starts cooking. So this happened several times, and later on Lord Chaitanya sent message, through, I think, Sokal Krishna Pradas or someone. So Lord Chaitanya sent message for his mother telling that whenever you cook, I come and eat. So please don't be in the anxiety that, I am not there. I am always there with you. So whenever you cook, I am always there. Whenever Nityanand Prabhu dances, Lord Chaitanya is there to see the dance. Whenever, like that, there are a few pastimes in which Lord Chaitanya, himself is there with these devotees. So similarly, the gopis in Vrindavan is feeling that Krishna is not there, and then they remember some pastimes, and then actually Shyam Sundar Krishna manifests there, and then, they have, all kinds of transformations in their body, ecstatic symptoms of seeing their beloved Lord. But then again Krishna disappears, and then they feel whether it was a dream or actual reality. So in this way, in the bhav form, Shyam Sundar Krishna is always in Vrindavan. And even today, if we go to Vrindavan and if we have that very high consciousness, elevated consciousness, then we can see, these pastimes. But till that time, we just follow the process, and we just have to be sufficiently afraid of Maya, as Srila Prabhupada has instructed us. We not offend the devotees, and devotees may act in apparently improper ways, but from Chaitanya Charitamrita again we can see that sometimes Srivas Thakur, acted in apparently improper way, like he gave one slap to Harichandan, because he was always asking him to, get aside so that Prataprudra Maharaj, the king, can see Lord Chaitanya properly. But Srivas Thakur was in the ecstasy of gazing at Lord Chaitanya. He was fully connected to Vrindavan. So although he was fully connected to Vrindavan, he behaved in an improper way by slapping Harichandan, and Harichandan felt offended. So, but similarly, when we are staying in association of devotees, so devotees will also slap us, either by words or physically or whatever. So we just have to understand how Prataprudra Maharaj was in Vrindavan consciousness. He said that You are actually, he gave advice to Harichandan because Harichandan was about to retaliate. So he gave advice to Harichandan that you are so fortunate that you were touched by a pure devotee's hand. So we should know that, as Prabhupada said, that you are living in the association of devotees. You don't know who is this person sitting in your left side and right side and front and back. And if we know this, like that our advancement is depending on the way we behave with our neighbor, with a devotee whom we interact with. So just being conscious of this, we sufficiently afraid of Maya and at the same time attachment to Krishna, we can experience the ecstasies of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in this way, if we loudly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we take active participation, because all this mental gymnastics and intellectual exercise of trying to analyze and understand that this should be the consciousness, that should be the consciousness, it mostly doesn't happen. It is easy to speak. The only way is if we regularly participate in loud chanting of Hare Krishna, what happens is we can actually hear the holy name. Otherwise, when we just chant Hare Krishna on beads, most of the time we are not able to get the focus. We think of so many plans and things in our mind and we hardly actually chant from the heart. So we can chant from the heart only if we follow the Yuga Dharma process, and that is loud chanting in the association of devotees. So let us chant once. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.